弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
In peace, brothers and sisters.
高兴我们今天在安息日可以聚集在会堂一起来敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And we thank the Lord that we can gather here on the Sabbath day to worship Him, and may He give us His blessings.
现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考望云彩，听号声的前进。
And today I'd like to use the topic, looking to the clouds and following the trumpet as our mutual encouragement.
我们现在读经在读民数记。
And let's turn to the book of Numbers.
我们的读经进度在读以色列百姓在旷野的旅程这段历史。
And our daily Bible reading is learning about the journey of the Israelites in the desert.
那这段旅程呢，要成为我们在信仰上一个很重要的提醒。
And this journey will serve as an important reminder for our faith.
因为我们今天在基督里面，也是在走一段旅程往天国的。
And because in Christ today, we are also walking on a journey to heaven.
旧约圣经是救恩的预表。
And the Old Testament is the prefiguration of salvation.
真正救恩的内涵是在新约圣经里面的。
And the content of our salvation is in the New Testament.
神借着选民的这一段历史，要来教训我们怎么样能够真的进入他所应许的那个永远的安息。
And through the history of the chosen ones, he will teach us how to receive eternal rest.
神的选民留下许许多多的教训。
And the chosen ones of God has given us many lessons.
让我们看着他们，来想想我们自己。
And we look at them and we can think about ourselves.
我们要怎么样才能够成为真正得救的人？
And how can we be ones who are truly saved?
因为我们读这段历史会发现很多人离开埃及。
And we could, when we read this history, we could see that many people has left Egypt.
但是不是每一个离开埃及的都可以进入那迦南地。
But not everyone who has left Egypt can enter into the land of Canaan.
事实上，从民数记一开始所数算的二十岁以上男丁可以打仗的有六十多万。
And from the counting the book of Numbers in the beginning, those who are able to fight are about 600,000.
被算过的了哈，被登记过的哦。
And those who have been counted and registered.
最后只有剩下两个可以进迦南地啊。
But in the end, only two were able to enter the land of Canaan.
所以这一段选民的旅程，他们所留下的见解，要让我们今天跟随主的人不断的去思考。
And so, what the chosen one has given us, these are the reminders that we need to think about today.
真的是被招的多，选上了，能够进入得到的少。
And there are many who are called, but there are only few who are able to enter.
相信我们都不是那个会沉沦退后的那一等人。
And we hope that we are not the ones who have fallen behind.
我们一定是那个愿意听神的话，进去得到那永远安息的那得救的人。
And we want to be the ones who are willing to listen to His words and receive salvation.
那可是虽然百姓他们最后大部分人是男丁的，大部分人是不能进去的。
Although many of the men were not able to enter the land.
可是在圣经里面记载了一段，曾经有一段时间他们却非常的同心。
But the Bible records that there was a period of time where they were very unified.
他们非常的顺服神。
And they were very obedient to God.
他们真的几百万的人像一个人一样的。
And the hundreds of thousands of people were like one.
那但是可惜的是这一段的时间短暂。
But what is unfortunate is that this was only a short period of time.
那是因为他们里面的人没有真的去听神的话了。
It's because these people did not truly listen to the words of God.
就是神讲的话他没有真的听进去。
And that is that they did not truly hear the words that God has spoken.
所以一时的顺服可以。
So they were able to be obedient for that moment of time.
但是等到碰到困难的时候，就开始怀疑了。
But when they encountered difficulties, they started to doubt.
所以我们今天早上要从民数记第九章跟第十章来看看圣经里面给我们的两个很重要的教训。
And so from Numbers chapter 9, chapter 10, we'd like to learn two important lessons.
要怎么样来看着神的云彩？
And how do we look to the cloud of God?
因为这个云彩要指示他们的行动。
And because the cloud would direct their direction.
然后他们要照着云彩的指示来准备自己。
And through the direction of the cloud, they will prepare themselves.
然后从第十章他提到一个号声。
And from chapter 10, it talks about the trumpet.
我们借着听号声来看看他们是怎么样让这么多的百姓可以非常有秩序的按战前行，没有一点不混乱。
And through the trumpet that we could see how it allows the people to march forward with unity.
他们真的像神的军队非常整齐划一的往前进。
And they're like the troops and the armies of God that they were able to march forward very uniformly.
这是他们领受了神的律法之后第一次的前进。
And this is the first time they march forward after receiving the laws of God.
这第一次的前进是一个标准，是一个模范。
And this first march forward is an example.
那其实也是留给我们今天在跟随主的这群百姓应该要效法的榜样。
And this is an example that we should follow today.
我们现在请看民数记第九章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 9.
民数记第九章。
Numbers chapter 9.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
从十五节到第二十三节，这是特别记载这个云彩遮盖在会幕上。
And from verse 15 to 23, it talks about the cloud above the tabernacle.
云彩在白天的时候是给百姓有一个遮蔽，让他们不会受旷野炎热的煎熬。
And the cloud during the day will serve as a shade for the people, so they will not be scorched by the sun.
到晚上的时候成为火柱。
But at night time, it becomes a pillar of fire.
让他们在那个危险的旷野里面有光亮，能够有保护。
That in the dangerous desert, they will have light and they will have protection.
然后有热气，他们不会太冷。
And it will give them heat so that they can keep warm.
这个火柱，这个光呢，可以把这些野兽赶走。
And the light from the pillar of fire can chase away the animals.
这个云彩在会幕上面的动作是他们每一天都要注意看的。
And the cloud above the tabernacle is something that they will see every day.
这成为他们日常生活行动的标杆。
And this becomes the direction of their daily life.
他们每一天第一件事情一定要先看云彩到底在什么位置。
And every day what they would do is that they would look at where the cloud is.
第十五节说
Verse 15 says,
立起帐幕的那日有云彩遮盖帐幕，就是法柜的帐幕，从晚上到早晨云彩在其上，形状如火。
Verse 15, on the day the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony was set up, the cloud covered it. From the evening till morning, the cloud above the tabernacle looked like fire.
第十六节常是这样，云彩遮盖帐幕，夜间形状如火。
And verse 16, that is how it continued to be. The cloud covered it, and at night it looked like fire.
十七节说，云彩几时从帐幕收上去，以色列人就几时起行。云彩在哪里停住，以色列人就在那里安营。
Verse 17, wherever the cloud lifted from above the tent, the Israelites set out. Wherever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped.
你看这里就特别提到，当帐幕立起的那日，其实就是他们出埃及第二年的一月一号，这是在出埃及记四十章的最后所记录的。
And on the day the tent was set up, which was the first day of the year on the second year.
那这个时候他说云彩就遮盖在帐幕上面了。
And here it says the cloud covered the tabernacle.
我们知道帐幕是圣所，是圣所，就是这个会幕的地区有盖那个棚子的那一个区域的。
And we know the tabernacle is where the holy and the holy of holy is.
就是这个有帐篷的地方嘛。
And this is where the tent was that covered it.
会幕的地方还有一个区域是围起来，用板子围起来的，有空地。
And there was outside the tabernacle, there was an area that was surrounded by boards.
所以这个会幕指的是这个整个用板子围起来的区域。
And the tabernacle refers to this whole enclosed area.
Tabernacle 应该是the tabernacle meeting 的样子。
Tent of the testimony.
对。然后 tabernacle 就是帐幕，就是有盖棚子的地方了。
And the tabernacle is where it was covered.
好，那所以他说有云彩遮盖在帐幕，他说就是法柜的帐幕，就是约柜放在这里面的。
And this is where the Ark of Covenant is placed.
从晚上到早晨，云彩就在上面。
And from the evening to the morning, the cloud was above it.
那等到夜间的时候，它就像火柱一样。
And during the nighttime, it was like the fire.
那 第十七节就说，云彩几时从帐幕上去，以色列人他们就起行。
And it says, wherever the cloud lifted from the tent, the Israelites will set out.
那表示说，平常那个云彩就在这个会幕的正上方。
This means that the cloud was directly above the tent most of the time.
把它罩住一样，像这样子。
It seems like it covered the tent.
那等到云彩收上去的时候，
But when the cloud lifted,
也就是说它往上升。
And as that it goes, it rises above.
那这个时候，那刚刚说以色列百姓就准备要起行了。
And the Israelites will set out.
所以当云彩停住的时候，以色列人就安营。
And when the cloud settled, then the Israelites went camp.
所以第十八节说，
So in verse 18 it says,
以色列人就遵神的吩咐起行，也遵神的吩咐安营。
And it says that at the Lord's command, the Israelites set out, and at his command, they encamped.
好，云彩在帐幕上停住几时，他们就驻营几时。
And as long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they remained in camp.
第十九节，云彩在帐幕停留许多日子，以色列人就守神的吩咐不起行。
In verse 19, when the cloud remained over the tabernacle a long time, the Israelites obeyed the Lord's order and did not set out.
二十节说，有时云彩在帐幕上几天，他们就照神的吩咐驻营，也照神的吩咐起行。
In verse 20, sometimes the cloud was over the tabernacle only a few days. At the Lord's command, they were in camp, and then at his command, they would set out.
21节，有时从早上到晚上到早晨，有这云彩在帐幕上。早晨云彩收上去，他们就起行。有时昼夜云彩停在帐幕上，收上去的时候，他们就起行。
In verse 21, sometimes the cloud stayed only from evening till morning, and when it lifted in the morning, they set out, whether by day or by night. Whenever the cloud lifted, they set out.
二十二节，云彩停留在帐幕上，无论是两天，是一个月，是一年，以色列人就驻营不起行。但云彩收上去，他们就起行。
Verse 22, whether the cloud stay over the tabernacle for 2 days or a month or a year, the Israelites will remain in camp and not set out. But when it lifted, they will set out.
这一段圣经呢，我们一直看到他们什么时候驻营，什么时候起行，就完全遵着这个云彩的这个位置来决定的。
We can see from these few verses that they set out and they camp according to the position of the cloud.
那他们百姓他们就都很一致的，如果云彩停住，他们就住，不管住多久，就是要住下去。
And the people follow the pattern of the cloud, no matter how long it stays, and they will camp.
二十二节特别说，是两天也好，是一个月，是一年，他们就是这样子，按照云彩的位置来决定要走还是要住。
And so in verse 22 it says, whether it's 2 days, a month, or a year, they will camp as long as the cloud has not lifted.
那有时候在第二十一节特别说，有时候是在晚上的时候。
In verse 21 it says, sometimes it is during the evening.
如果在晚上的时候云彩上升了，就是在晚上的时候应该成为火柱，上升上去的时候准备打包。
And so during the night when the cloud lifts, then they were prepared to set out.
他们就完全遵照这个云彩的位置来决定他们到底是要下一步要怎么办。
And they completely obey the cloud as to whether what they should do next.
那我们就看到这一段记录呢，百姓他们都很同心，都很顺服。
And we could see in this recording that the people were very obedient and they were unified.
他们真的很听神的话的。
They truly obey the words of God.
所以二十三节说，他们遵神的吩咐安营，也遵神的吩咐起行。
And so verse 23, it says, at the Lord's command, they encamp, at the Lord's command, they set out.
他们守神的，守吩咐的都是凭神吩咐摩西的。
And they obeyed the Lord's order in accordance with his command through Moses.
那这里就看到，你看他们遵神的吩咐，神的吩咐就透过这个云彩在他们帐幕上的位置来决定他们的动作。
And the Lord's command was given through the cloud, the position of the cloud, to determine what they should do next.
所以这个时候我们看到神的吩咐是透过云彩的动作来传达的。
And so we can see the Lord's command was given through the cloud.
就是当起行的时候他们就走了。
When it lifts, then they will set out.
要住的时候他们就一直住下来。
And when it settles, then they will camp.
没有人有意见说在这个地方不方便，为什么要住这么久。
And no one will complain and say, why should we stay here for so long? It's inconvenient.
晚上的时候，要走，要起行，他们要走。
And sometime during the evening, they would need to set out.
他们都不用去担心说，这样子会不会危险。
They do not need to worry whether or not it was dangerous.
下一个地方要去住在哪里。
And where they would stay next.
他们的每一个动作都很顺服的听云彩的指示。
And their every action was obedient to the position of the cloud.
这个就是在百姓领受神的律法之后，他们一段非常顺服神的时机。
And this is the period of time where the people, after they received the law of God, that they were very obedient.
因为他们刚刚在西乃山上已经听了神所讲的一切的律例典章。
And because they have already listened to all the commandments of God on Mount Sinai.
他们在会幕那个地方已经看到神怎么样为他们准备他们以后所有的一切，神很照顾他们的所有生活。
And at the tabernacle, they have already seen how God has prepared everything for them.
现在他们愿意听神的吩咐。
And now they were willing to listen to the commands of God.
那这个就是在圣经里面所给我们留下一个记号，神与百姓同在。
And this is a mark that God has left in the Bible that God was with the people.
所以云柱其实是神同在的记号。
And so the pillar of cloud is the mark of the abidance of God.
也是神对百姓的应许跟保护。
And this is also the promise and the protection of God for the people.
因为其实百姓他们一开始出埃及的时候，他们就经历了这个云柱对他们的保护。
And because when the people set out from Egypt in the beginning, they already experienced the protection of the pillar of cloud.
从那个时候，从他们一出埃及的时候，这个云柱就不曾离开过他们。
From the moment they left Egypt, the pillar of cloud never left them.
随时跟他们在一起的。
It was always with them.
所以我们看出埃及记第十三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 13.
在他们出埃及的时候啊。
When they came out of Egypt.
其实如果没有云柱来帮助他们，他们早就灭亡了。
Without the pillar of cloud, they would have already been destroyed.
他们也不知道往哪里去。
And they would not know where to go.
十三章的第二十节。
And chapter 13.
第二十一节。
Chapter 13, verse 21.
出埃及记十三章二十一节。
Exodus chapter 13, verse 21.
日间神在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。
Verse 21. By day the Lord went ahead of them in the pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in the pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or by night.
二十二节，日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的面前。
In verse 22, neither a pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people.
当神把以色列百姓带出埃及的时候
，When God led the people of Israel out of Egypt，
他们那天晚上一起行的时候，其实神就跟他们同在，就一直引领他们的道路。
And the night that they started the journey, God was with them to guide their journey.
在晚上的时候就是火柱。
And during the night, it was the pillar of fire.
白天的时候就是云柱。
During the day, it was the pillar of cloud.
让他们可以日夜行走。
So they could walk by day or by night.
你看他们在这个离开埃及，离开了这个苏哥之后。
And we could see that after they have left Egypt.
你看，才没有多久，那个法老王马上变卦了，他马上要去追赶，派精兵要去追赶以色列人。
And not long after, if the Pharaoh changed his mind and sent his army after the people.
第十四章就记载神怎么保护以色列百姓。
In chapter 14, talks about how God protected the people.
因为其实百姓他们走到了红海边的时候。
And because when the people came to the edge of the Red Sea.
这个时候他们真的没路可以走了。
At this point, they had nowhere else to go.
前面红海，后面是追兵啊。
Before them was the Red Sea, and behind them was the army of Egypt.
等待他们的就是可能就是灭亡。
And what was waiting for them was destruction.
这个时候，你看有谁不害怕呢
？And at this time, everyone would be afraid.
大部分人真的是害怕，他们就是只能够跟摩西抱怨了。
And most of people are afraid, so they can only complain to Moses.
那这个时候，神就出手了。
At this point, God showed his actions.
你看神，他说他要摩西向拿着手中的杖向海伸出去。
And God wanted Moses to take the staff in his hand and point it towards the sea.
他要让红海分开。
And he wanted to open the Red Sea.
要让神的选民走这个海中的干地过红海。
That the chosen people of God can walk on dry land through the Red Sea.
好，那现在当红海分开，百姓走过去了。
And now the Red Sea has opened and the people have crossed.
你看圣经说，以那个埃及的追兵还是一样跟下来啊。
And the army of Egypt followed them.
那这个时候，你看在第十四章的第十八节。
And at this point in Exodus chapter 14, verse 19.
十九节，在以色列营前面走的神的使者转到他们后边去，云柱也从他们前边转到他们后边立住。
And then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved in front and stood behind them.
第二十节说，在埃及营和以色列营中间有云柱。一边黑暗，一边发光，昼夜两下不得相见。
In verse 20, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to one side and light to the other side, so neither went near the other all night long.
你看，神用云柱让法老的追兵追不上他们呢。
And so God used a pillar
of cloud,
used a pillar of cloud to prevent the army of Pharaoh to draw close to them.
然后呢，是一边暗的，一边亮的呢。
And it was dark on one side and light on the other.
那这个时候，你看。摩西向海伸杖的时候，海就分开。神用大东风把海分开了。
And when Moses pointed his staff towards the sea, the sea opened.
你看这里特别记载21节说，海水一夜退去，水被分开，海就成了干地了。
And in verse 21, it says that the wind blew and the waters were divided and became dry land.
所以这个大东风呢，你看它一个晚上让海水分开。
And this great
那个海底变干了。
And the strong east wind allowed the land to be dry over one night.
然后以色列人就下海中走干地，水在他们左右两边做了墙垣。
And the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, and the wall of water was on their right and their left.
一样啊，埃及人也是追下去了。
And the armies of Egypt went after them.
但是到了二十四节说，晨更的时候，神从云火柱中向埃及的军兵观看，埃及的军兵就混乱了。
In verse 24 it says, during the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down upon the pillar of fire cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion.
那这个就是你看一开头的时候，神用云柱、火柱来保护他们，来引导他们的路。
And this is how God used the pillar of cloud and fire to guide them and protect them in the beginning.
到最后，我们都知道埃及的精兵全数死在海中。
And we know that in the end, the army of Egypt died in the sea.
当百姓上岸以后
，And when the people of Israel went to the other side，
第三十一节，
verse
以色列人看见神向埃及所行的大事，就敬畏神，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
In verse 31, and when Israelites saw the great power of the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in Him and in Moses His servant.
我们就看到这个就是一开头，云柱他带领百姓走过这个红海。
And this is how the pillar of cloud and fire led the people through the Red Sea in the beginning.
然后接下来就一直跟他们同在，都没有离开了。
And later it continued to be with them and never left them.
这是为什么第十三章二十二节说日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的面前。
And this is what it says in chapter 13, verse 22, that the pillar of fire, cloud and fire never left the people.
他们真的云柱火柱一直引导百姓进入迦南地。
And this pillar of cloud and fire led the people until they went into the land of Canaan.
在这过程当中，其实百姓他们曾经非常的悖逆神的。
And during this process, the people has been very disobedient to God.
我们在读民数记从十三章以后，我们就会发现，当百姓他们想要回埃及去的时候
，And we can see in the Numbers chapter 13 when the people wanted to return to Egypt.
那时候神是多么样的愤怒呢
？At that time, how angry God was.
然后那时候多少人死的呢？
That at that time, how many people have died?
即使他们这么样的悖逆神，哎，这个云柱火柱都不曾离开他们呢。
And even though they were so rebellious to God, but the pillar of cloud and fire never left them.
神一直跟他们在引导他们的路程。
And God continued to guide their journey.
每一天还是给他们保护啊。
And every day, He still gave them His protection.
每一天还是降玛拿。
And every day, He still rained down manna.
所以这就看到神是真的是信实的神。
So we could see that God is truly a faithful God.
他用云柱来指导百姓的生活。
And he used a pillar of cloud to direct the life of the people.
在西乃山下，他们领受了神的话语以后。
At the bottom of Mount Sinai, when they received the words of God.
他们这个旅程的从西乃山开始要走的这一段新的旅程。
And on this new journey from Mount Sinai.
因为他们已经像军队一样有组织了。
And because they already organized like an army.
他们哪一个支派属于哪一个营，扎营在哪个方向，都非常清楚了。
And they were very clear in terms of which tribe needs to be in camp where.
百姓应该是要怎样过日子，也都已经有一个秩序了。
And they already have an order in which they need to live their life.
谁是要到会幕前来服侍神的，也很清楚了。
And who should come and serve before God in the tabernacle was very clear.
那利未人要怎么服侍神的这个工作也分配得很清楚。
And how the Levites need to serve God, these work were also very well defined.
所以每一件事情都已经准备就绪。
So they have already prepared everything.
然后现在神就用云彩的停生根跟降来指导他们的接下来的动作。
And, they, and God used the position of the cloud to direct their next action. Their, next action.
那这个就是百姓他们所留下一开始最美好的一个顺服的一个 情况。
And this is the example of obedience that the people have left in the very beginning.
神跟他们同在。
And God was with them.
那百姓愿意顺服神。
And the people were willing to be obedient to God.
所以他们每一天其实生活很简单。
And so every day their life was very simple.
他们就是看着云彩来动作了。
All they need to do is look at the clouds to see what should
be. 只要云彩往上升，他们就知道说，哎，准备收拾了。
And when the cloud rises, and they would know that they need to set out.
走，直到云彩停住了，他们就知道啊，这个该是要又要住下来了。
And when they will walk until the cloud settles, then they will know that they need to camp.
每一个动作，他们都非常的轻松。
And they were very relaxed in all their actions.
不用自己去想说要怎么办。
They don't need to think about what they need to do.
他们不用担心说，哎，住下来要喝什么，要吃什么。
They don't need to worry about what they would eat and drink when they encamp.
在这里会不会危险
？And whether or not it was dangerous.
会不会有强盗
？Would there be robbers?
在这里天气不知道怎么样。
And what would the weather be like?
不会啊。
They would not worry
他们就这样子顺服这个云彩的带领。
And they were obedient to the guidance of the cloud.
那这个时候在民数记的第九章啊。
In the Numbers chapter 9.
我们就看到这个百姓顺服神的这个完美的画面。
We could see how perfectly obedient the people were to God.
在这么样顺服的情况底下。
Under this obedient condition.
他们每一天其实百姓的生活都非常和谐。
They live every day in harmony.
每一个人都照神的吩咐在做的时候。
And when everyone was doing what they were commanded.
也说明他们都是很听摩西的话的。
And they were all very obedient to Moses.
所以最后23节说他们所神所吩咐的都是凭神吩咐摩西的。
And in verse 23 it says they obeyed the Lord's order in accordance with the command through Moses.
那时候没有人有意见说为什么摩西怎样。
And at that time, no one had objections to how Moses was acting.
为什么都只有听你的？
Why is it that we only listen to Moses?
每一个人都知道说，哎，这个就是神的做法。
And everyone knew that this was the will of God.
然后你看这个时候的百姓哦，他们真的是就是跟神最亲密的时候。
And you can see at this time, the people were the closest to God.
是真的在，就好像他们在这个旷野里面享受神的爱情。
And this was a time where they enjoyed the love of God in the desert.
这段时间其实成为以后的经典。
And that this period of time becomes the essence of their journey.
他们跟神这么亲，这么顺服，神的一直都记住的。
And they were so obedient to God, and God remembers all of this.
所以在后来的先知书里面呢，先知就这样写，神是这样透过先知这样说了。
And later on, God said through the prophet.
在耶利米书啊。
In the book of Jeremiah.
在耶利米书。
In Jeremiah.
第二章。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
在耶利米书第二章。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
第二节啊。
Chapter 2 verse 2.
这是神他说要向耶路撒冷人的耳中喊叫说，神如此说，你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，你怎样在旷野，在未曾耕种之地跟随我，我都记得。
In verse 2, go and proclaim the hearing of Jerusalem, I remember the devotion of your youth, how as a bride you loved me and followed me through the desert, through a land not sown.
那这个就是，你看神都一直记住了这个百姓曾经是这么样子听顺服听话。
And here we can see God remember how the people were so obedient.
你看，所以这个云彩呢，成为他们的标杆，每个人都很喜乐了。
And
很轻松了。
And the cloud became their direction. Everyone was very joyful.
就是告诉我们说，今天我们如果愿意顺服神的
，And here it tells us if we're willing to obey God,
其实我们就真的能够经历神随时同在。
Then we can experience that God will abide with us always.
神并没有离开他们，并没有撇弃他们呢。
And God did not leave them.
所以有神同在，还有什么好怕的呢
？And so if God is abiding with us, then what should we be afraid of?
我们看希伯来书第十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
这位信实又慈爱的神，他带领百姓。他跟他们同行。
And this faithful and loving God led the people, and He was with them.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
十三章，请看第五节。
Chapter 13, verse 5.
希伯来书十三章第五节说：“你们存心不可偏爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说：‘ 我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Verse 5, keep your lives free from love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
第六节，所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
In verse 6, so we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid, what can man do to me?
这里就让我们，希伯来书的这一句话，让我们看到说，今天我们应该是要爱钱财，还是要爱神，两个选择了。
And today, the book of Hebrew tells us we need to choose between whether we love money or love God.
如果我们今天爱钱，爱钱财，
if we love money,
这个钱财很有可能会不见的，会走的。
And this money will very possibly leave us.
钱财真的是不定的，圣经说不定的钱财真的是，可能一夜之间它的价值就归零了。
And the Bible describes money as a wavering wealth that may disappear in one night.
我们都知道靠钱的人最后会失望。
And we know that those who rely on money in the end, they will be disappointed.
但是靠神的就不失望了。
But those who rely on God will not be disappointed.
所以这里圣经在提醒我们说，我们要能够懂得，今天我们有神与我们同住，这是最大的恩典，这是要好好的把握住的。
And so we need to understand that the guidance of God is the greatest blessing that we can receive.
为什么说？因为主曾说，所以在这个就在约书亚记里面所记的，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
And here God has said in Joshua, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you.
Never 就是从来没有的，从来不会离开的。
And never means that never before and never will.
不会有这个经济起起伏伏，钱财有时候这个会货币贬值，真的钱财是靠不住了。
And the wealth is unreliable because it could rise and fall with the economy.
小弟去阿根廷，过去这一个月啊。
And this past month, while I was in Argentina,
碰到了我们几位在那边住很久的弟兄姐妹们。
I met with some brothers and sisters who had lived there for a very long time.
我们其中有一位弟兄他说。
And there was a brother who said.
他在阿根廷住了20多年，快30年。
And he said he lived in Argentina for 27 years.
碰过三次的经济风暴
，and he encountered three financial meltdowns.
他所赚的钱财啊
，and the wealth that he has accumulated
已经被政府删掉11个零了
，and he has already been taken
十一个零了
，taken away by the government by a large amount.
十一个零就是
11 zeros worth.
十一个零是多少？你可以自己算。
You could try to figure out how many. 11 figures worth of wealth.
他那个只要政府一个下命令，货币重新开始，过去的四个零变一块钱嘛，变一万块变一块钱，你就没有了。
And when the government resets the monetary policies, they could $10,000 can become $1.
他碰过三次。
And he encountered this three times.
一共他所累积的财物被删掉十一个零了。
And his accumulated wealth was taken away by 11 figures.
你说这个。真的是有时候想想很虚空。
And you can see that sometimes this is all vanity.
钞票真的有时候像废纸一样。
Sometimes the currency
一点都没有用。
The currency is like rubbish.
那但是神呢
？But God.
神绝对不会离开我们。
God will never leave us.
所以他说，如果主是帮助我们的，我们都不用害怕的。
And so it says here, the Lord is my helper, then I will not be afraid.
我们如果能够顺服神，然后跟着神
，If we could obey God and follow Him，
不管走到哪里。
Regardless of where you go,
因为神就与我们同在。
God will be with you.
今天这个云彩
，and today the cloud
是他们生活的标杆
，is the direction of their life.
今天主耶稣基督啊，他用圣灵跟我们同在。
And today God is with us by His Holy Spirit.
要让我们可以随时得到最好的帮助了。
So that we can receive the best help at all times.
我们看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
请看第二十三节。
Chapter 14, verse 23.
约翰福音十四章二十三节，耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”
In 23, Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teachings. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him."
这个与他同住呢？是什么意思呢
？And what does it mean to live with him？
这个同住其实就是指的圣灵。
And to live with him is referring to the Holy Spirit。
因为主耶稣在第十四章的第十六节就说了。
Because in John chapter 14 verse 16 he said，
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
That I will ask the Father, and He will give you another counselor to be with you forever.
十七节说，就是真理的圣灵，叫乃是人不能接受的，因见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
In verse 17, the Spirit of Truth, the world cannot accept Him, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives in you, lives with you, and I will be in you.
十八节，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
In verse 18, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you.
我们就看到这个就是主耶稣的应许，这个永远同住的圣灵要跟我们同在。
And this is the promise of the Lord Jesus that this Spirit of Truth will always be with us.
我们今天只要愿意爱神的。
And today, as long as we're willing to love God.
他说我们愿意遵守神的道。
And that we're willing to obey His words.
爱神跟遵守神的道是分不开的。
And to love God and to obey His words, these two are inseparable.
那这样子我们就能够领受神他应许的这个同住的灵。
Then we can receive this promised Spirit that He will give us.
我们要得到这个同住的圣灵。
And to receive this Spirit that will live with us.
他要赐给我们平安。
And He will give us peace.
这个二十七节他说这个平安跟世人所赐的平安不一样。
In verse 27, the peace that He gives is not like the peace of the world.
一直强调说我们心里可以不用忧愁，也可以不用胆怯。
He emphasizes that we should not let our heart be troubled or be afraid.
所以这就是今天圣灵成为我们生命的标杆。
And this is how the Holy Spirit will become the direction of our life.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们大部分人都领受圣灵。
And most of the brothers and sisters have received the Holy Spirit.
当我们有需要的时候
，When we have the need，
圣灵就会帮助我们的。
The Holy Spirit will help us。
我们忧伤的时候，圣灵给我们安慰。
And when we're sorrowful, the Holy Spirit will comfort us。
我们害怕的时候，圣灵赐给我们平安。
And when we're afraid, the Holy Spirit will give us peace。
啊，当我们你看需要智慧的时候，圣灵加添给我们智慧。
And when we need wisdom, the Holy Spirit will give us wisdom。
所以圣灵是神给我们的应许，他说要永远与我们同在。
And the Holy Spirit is the promise that God has given us that He will be with us always.
所以今天我们如果愿意顺服圣灵，
And so today if we're willing to obey the Holy Spirit,
其实我们的生活真的可以在一个很平安、很安然的情况底下来得到神的福气的。
And we will be able to live our life in peace and receive the blessing of God.
因为圣灵他所带给我们的其实还不只是世界上的这些在世上的生活这一部分而已。
And because what the Holy Spirit gives us is will not only affect the life we live today.
他要让我们将来对将来天国更有把握。
And it will also give us greater confidence in the heavenly kingdom.
所以以弗所书第一章的十四节说是我们将来得天国基业的凭据。
And so Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14 says that this is a sign of receiving the inheritance.
那所以今天圣灵他成为我们的帮助者。
And so the Holy Spirit becomes our counselor today.
一直与我们同在。
And will be with us.
我们今天的生活，如果愿意来听从圣灵的声音。
And if we're willing to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit in our life today.
我们顺服圣灵，就不再随从肉体的情欲。
Then when we're obedient to the Holy Spirit, then we will not follow the desire of our flesh.
我们就能够经历神的福气的。
Then we'll experience His blessings.
所以百姓他们当时候留下这一个，他们每一天就望云彩。
And so the people have led this example of looking to the cloud every day.
就是告诉我们今天我们要怎么样来听圣灵的声音。
And it tells us how we should listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit today.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章啊。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第十九节。
Chapter 5 verse 19.
他说不要消灭圣灵的感动。二十节说不要藐视先知的讲论。
And verse 19, it says, do not put out the Spirit's fire and do not treat prophecies with contempt.
这特别提到说不要消灭圣灵的感动，就是圣灵他会指导我们。
And here it says, do not put out the Spirit's fire that it will direct us.
我们如果能够在祷告安静当中去倾听神的声音呢？
And if we could listen to the voice of God in the quietness of our prayer.
我们有错误的时候，圣灵一定会告诉我们的。
When we have done something wrong, the Holy Spirit will tell us.
我们有时候懒惰。
And sometimes we'll be lazy.
有时候我们做一些不该做的事情。
Sometimes we'll do things that we should not have done.
其实我们只要愿意真的是像百姓这样看云彩就是祷告求神帮助。
And if we are, we could be like the people to look to the cloud, and pray and ask for the help of the Holy Spirit.
在祷告当中我们会听到圣灵的指引。
And during our prayer, we'll hear the direction of the Holy Spirit.
做错事的我们一定可以从圣灵那边得到力量顺服他 能够改过去。
And we, if we have done something wrong, we can receive a strength from the Holy Spirit and correct ourselves.
因为圣灵要加点给我们力量的。
Because the Holy Spirit will give us strength.
就好像云彩，它在这个白天的时候，是给他们遮蔽那个旷野的炎热。
And just like the cloud that covers the heat for the people during the day.
但是到晚上的时候
，But during the night,
这个云彩变成火柱，这就给他们热气。
And this cloud will turn into fire to give them heat.
让他们得到平安
，So that they
can 真的得到温暖。
That they can receive peace and warmth.
所以你看，这个圣灵的声音，圣灵的感动就是这样子。
And this is how the movement of the Holy Spirit will be.
要让我们得力量。
That will give us strength.
所以我们有能力去克制肉体的情欲。
And so that we can overcome the desires of our flesh.
这个是神他的信实，他最后你看神应许他就这样做。
And this is the faithfulness of God that He will do as His promise.
让我们要一起来仰望这个云彩，来祈求圣灵的帮助。
And that we should look to this cloud and ask for the help of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵来引导我们的生活，让我们可以在这个日常生活中走在这个义的道路里。
And so let the Holy Spirit guide our daily lives so that we can walk in righteousness.
我们就不会再顺服这个世界的潮流。
Then we'll not follow the way of the world.
我们不会顺服去满足自己的情欲。
And we'll not obey the desires of our flesh.
每一天都可以活在神的引导底下，真的是平安喜乐。
That every day we can live under the guidance of the Lord and be joyful.
每一天都非常的和谐，每一天都很平安。
And that every day we'll live in harmony and peace.
再看回来民数记第十章。
And let's turn back to Numbers chapter 10.
民数记第十章。
Numbers chapter 10.
接下去他讲了一件很重要的事情。
And it continues to talk about a very important thing.
好了，现在云彩收上去，准备要起行了。
Now the cloud has risen and they will now set out.
到底要怎样走？谁要走前面？
And how should they walk and who will lead?
这么多人到底要怎么样传达那个命令？每个人都可以同步呢？
And there are so many people, how can they give out the commands?
民数记第十章第一节开始。
And in Numbers chapter 10, verse 1 forward.
这个就是在起行之前，在西乃山下，神要百姓做的最后一件事。
And this before they set on the journey on Mount Sinai, God wanted them to do one last thing.
第二节说要神跟摩西说，用银子做两只号，都要吹出来的，用以召聚会众。并叫众营起行。
And verse 2 says, make two trumpets of hammered silver, and use them for calling the community together and for having the camp set out.
这两支号应该是有可能有高低音不一样的。
And these two trumpets may sound different.
这两支号它是要来召聚会众的。
And these two trumpets were used for calling the community.
要发命令让百姓可以听这个号声，然后可以行动。
And this is to call out to the people so that they can set out.
第三节说，吹这号的时候，全会众要到你那里聚集在会幕门口。
And verse 3 says, when both are sounded, the whole community is to assemble before you at the entrance of the tent of meeting.
其实这个是两支号同时吹的时候。
And this is when the two trumpets are sounded together.
这个时候，全会众通通要聚到会幕门口来。
Then the whole community must assemble before the tent of meeting.
第四节说啊，如果单吹一支呢？首领来就好了。
And verse 4 says, if only one is sounded, the leaders, the heads of the clan of Israel, are to assemble before you.
所以要注意听说，哎，是两支号同时吹的，还是一支号吹的
？So they need to listen to see whether it's one trumpet or two.
那听到两支号同时吹的，大家知道说，哎，大家统统聚在会幕门口吧。
When they hear two trumpets, and everyone should gather.
第五节
，in verse 5,
吹出大声的时候，东边安的营就要起行。
And verse 5, when the trumpet blast is sounded, the tribe camp on the east are to set out.
这里说吹出大声，其实意思就是说吹出那个紧急的号，很急的、很急促的声音。
And that is when the trumpet blast, which is a very quick rhythm, they should gather.
那这个其实也是两支号同时吹的。
And this is also both of the trumpets sounding together.
那这个吹大声是紧急的时候，那东边的营就知道说，哎，开始。
When the trumpet blast is sounded, the camp on the east starts to set out.
好，然后第六节说，二次吹大声的时候，南边的营就开始。
And verse 6 says, at the sounding of a second blast, the camp on the south starts to set out.
但是如果第七节说，特别说，如果是召集会众的时候，就要吹号，但不要吹大声，不要吹得很急促。
And verse 7 says, to gather assembly, blow the trumpet, but not with the same signal.
那这个号是由亚伦的子孙做祭司的来吹的。
And this trumpet is blown by the descendants of Aaron.
我们就看到，这个就是在他们要行进的时候，神要百姓去 谨慎地听这个命令。
And so when they were setting out, God wanted the people to hear the trumpet.
这个两只号所代表的意思。
And the meaning of these two trumpets.
其实就是指着主耶稣基督他所讲的话语。
And these are represented by the words of the Lord Jesus.
那当然，有的神学家也把它预表说，这个就是指着基督耶稣。
And some theologian says that this represents the Lord Jesus.
但是如果我们纯粹从这个经文上去看这个两只号的作用。
But if we look at the purpose of the trumpet,
当时候百姓他们就是要注意听这个号声的。
And the people need to listen for the sound of the trumpet.
那他们现在要起行，第一个他一定是让他们知道说，因为云彩已经升上去了。
And when they're setting out, they would first see that the cloud has risen.
每一个人就开始收拾了。
Then everyone will start to gather their things.
那什么时候要吹号？
And when would they sound the trumpet?
是大家都准备好的时候。
Is when everyone has prepared.
所以你看那个吹大声的时候，东边的营就是犹大营的这三个支派开始。
And so when the trumpet blast is sounded, then the camp on the east will start.
好，然后在第二次吹大声的时候，哎，就是换南边的营开始。
And when the second blast sounded, the south starts to set out.
哦，所以有一个次序，就听号声就有次序了。
So there's an order to the sound of the trumpet.
那我们就看到百姓他们就按这个次序前行了。
And the people would go according to this order.
哇，这个在第十三节哈。
And in verse 13.
这个就是第二年二月二十号，这个就是云彩第一次从耶西乃山下升起来，他们要开始走了。
On the 20th day of the second month of the second year, the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle of the testimony.
那这个时候，你看，就是第十三节说，这是他们照神借摩西所吩咐的初次往前行。
Verse 13 says they set out this first time at the Lord's command through Moses.
十四节就是开始，首先走的是犹大的营。
In verse 14, the divisions of the camp of Judah went first.
那就是犹大、以撒加，然后西布伦支派三个。
And that is Judah, Nathaniel, and Zebulun.
那接下 Issachar. 然后接下去呢，就是格顺跟米拉利这个利未人扛着帐幕跟在后面。
And then the tabernacle was taken down, and the Gershonite and the Merarites who carried it and set out.
哦，然后接下去就是南边的营，就是第二次吹大声的时候，就接下去就是南边的营开始走。
And during the second blast, the camp on the south set out.
好，然后在这个南边的营、流边营之后的啊，就是哥辖族抬着圣所里面的这些圣物。
And after they set out, the Gohathites carried out the holy things.
好，第二十一节说，哥辖人抬着圣物先往前行，他们未到以前，抬帐幕的已经把帐幕支好了。
And the tabernacle was to be set up before they arrived.
表示说，哎，这个整个这个时间的安排哦，什么时候会走到哪里，这个云彩都会指示他们呢。
And here, when they should be where, these are all directed by the cloud.
然后在哥辖族后面的就是接下去的西边的营跟北边的营。
And then after the Gohathites will be the camp on the north and the west.
那所以这个次序走，等到停住的时候。那个格顺跟米拉利的子孙已经把帐幕搭好了。
And when they are to camp, the Gershonite and the Merarites will have already set up the tabernacle.
当他们搭好之后，哎，这个哥辖族抬的这个圣所里面的圣物就已经到了之后就可以放进去了。
And when the tabernacle has been set up, then the Gohathites will carry the holy things into the tabernacle.
然后接下去他们就开始按照他们的次序，有帐幕为中心，就开始在东边、在南边、在北边各自的位置开始搭营。
And then according to the position of the tabernacle, they would start to set the camp on the north, south, and the east and west.
第二十八节，以色列人按着军队往前行，就是这样子。
In verse 28, it says, this was the order of march of the Israelites, divisions as they set out.
我们就看到这个神的军队，真的是非常的整齐。
And we can see the army of God was very orderly.
每一件事情都非常的有秩序。
That there was an order to everything.
该做什么，这个时间点该到哪里，要做什么，他们都很清楚。
And they were very aware of what they need to do and when.
然后每一个百姓在这个样的一个次序当中哦，他们真的就像一个要打胜仗的军队一样。
And during in this order, the Israelites are like an army that is about to be victorious.
那这个就是今天圣经里面所留下给我们的 属神的百姓，我们今天教会神的军队所应该有的次序。
And this is the order that God has given us, that the church of God should have.
那这个号声是什么？
And what is this trumpet call?
这个号声是要让他们能够得到这个指示，然后能够照着号声有次序的行动的。
And this trumpet is so that they could receive the command and move in an orderly fashion.
所以今天主耶稣基督所给我们这些真理啊。
And so the truth that God, the Lord Jesus has given to us today.
主耶稣他给我们命令。
And the Lord Jesus has given us commands.
告诉我们今天在这个世上的生活应该怎么做。
And how we should live our life today.
在什么时候我们应该做什么事情。
And what we should do and when.
那我们在做的时候应该用什么次序来安排我们的生活。
And when we're doing these things, how we should order our life.
主耶稣基督他其实关心的我们整个的生命，他不是只是要把我们救去天国说好了我让你们得救了然后你们就自己走吧。
And the Lord Jesus is mindful of our entire life, not only to just send us into heavenly kingdom.
他没有，他是把我们的每一个生活层面都关心的非常的周到的。
And he cares for every aspect of our life.
所以主他成为我们的标杆呢。
And so the Lord Jesus becomes our direction.
神的话语其实神告诉我们应该是要这样做，我们就是这样做。
And the words of God will tell us what we ought to do.
所以你看主耶稣他告诉我们在生活上，我们应该要摆对我们的次序。
And so the Lord Jesus tells us that in our life we need to have the correct order.
你看在马太福音第六章。
In Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第六章第33节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
要先求他的国他的义，这些东西要加给你们。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you.
34节说，不要为明天忧虑，明天自有明天忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
And therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
主耶稣基督要我们先求神的国神的义。
And the Lord Jesus wants us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
让我们把神放在第一位。
So that we can place God as the first of our priority.
然后尊重神。
And to respect God.
把神的命令啊，先执行。
And to execute the commands of God first.
那其他的事情，神自然会安排。
Then God will arrange everything after that.
所以，当我们尊重神的时候
，So when we respect God,
其实神就祝福我们的。
Then God will bless us.
所以，我们其实你看，主耶稣给我们这个生活有非常美好的安排。
And so we can see God has given us wonderful arrangements in our life.
他叫我们不用担心。
He tells us not to worry.
所以你看。有时候我们会看着这个外界的环境，我们会很忧虑的。
And so sometimes we'll look at our surroundings and become worried.
会很不安呢。
We'll be very anxious.
你看，有时候本来好像在很安全的环境，都可能会有危险，可能都没命。
And you could be in a seemingly safe place, but you could lose your life the next minute.
不是吗？你看上个礼拜在南加州发生的事情，在 UCLA 所发生的枪击案。
And we could see the shooting that happened last week at UCLA.
现在即使连当教授都好像很不安全了。
And it seems like it's not very safe to be a professor.
人心惶惶啊。
That everyone will be afraid.
不知道哪一天哪一个不定时炸弹就要出现在我们身边了。
And we would not know that when a bomb may explode next to us.
但是我们今天如果有神可以靠的
，But today if we could rely on God,
我们可以放心
，Then we will not be worried.
我们可以真的。喜乐
we could be truly joyful,
因为主耶稣会为我们安排
because God will arrange things for us.
我们看腓立比书第四章
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章
Philippians chapter 4.
第四节
Chapter 4 verse 4.
第四节说要靠主常常喜乐我再说你们要喜乐
And it says be joyful always, I say again, be joyful.
第六节说
Verse 6.
应当一无挂虑只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
我们听神的话。
And if we listen to the words of God,
主耶稣基督他所讲的，他发给我们的命令。
And to listen to the command that God, Lord Jesus has given to us.
我们真的就照着做，一无挂虑。
Then we will not have any worries.
因为他都已经想到的，神都想好的。
Because He has already thought of everything.
我们就仰望他。然后听他的话语。
Then we should just look up to him and to listen to his words.
顺服的跟随。
And to obediently follow him.
我们必然得胜。
Then we'll be victorious.
一定进入神所应许的这个永生的天国。
Then we'll also go into this promise of eternal life.
那我们都愿意这样顺服来成为神 强大军队。
And let's all be obedient and become the great army of God.
在这个属灵的征战里面一直得胜。
That we can be victorious in the spiritual battle.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
168首。
168.